This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March 21st. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 2b. It says there, "But be transformed by the renewing of your mind." End of quote. In yesterday's insight, we have learned the negative commandment of God that says, "Do not be conformed to this world." Today's insight gives the positive aspect of it. How can I not conform to the culture, standard, customs, and ideas of the aeon, the present, sinful, and lustful age? You see, the natural propensity of our mind is to give in to the cultural pressures around us, to avoid following the present evil age and its standards and lifestyles. The transformation should happen inside us. And the transformation occurs by the renewal of your mind. Transformation here means a total change in your value system or the way you think, and it is accomplished by the renewal of your mind. The positive aspect of the command is, "But be transformed by the renewing of your mind." God wants you not to conform to this world, but transformed by the renewing of your mind. The question is, how can I get this done? One of the translations, TPT, says these words like this: "But be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think." Holy Spirit has a significant role in the renewing of your mind. The same original word for renewal, ananiosis, is used only in one other place in the New Testament, and that is in Titus 3:5, where Paul said, "He, God, saved us not on the basis of the deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to His mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit." You see, the agent who renews our mind so that you do not need to be conformed to this present age is none other than the Holy Spirit. It says you are saved not because of anything good you have done, but purely based on God's mercy. He saved you by washing you from your old sinful and lustful lifestyle and by renewing your mind. It is the Holy Spirit of God who causes, begins, and leads the transformation process by renewing of your mind. However, beloved, there is another side to the renewal of your mind. Jesus, in His intercessory prayer to the Father, said this in Gospel of John chapter 17. "Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth." End of quote. The context is Jesus going back to heaven after His sacrificial death for our sins. However, the disciples are going to be here in this present evil age. So He prays to keep them safe from the evil one because they do not belong to this world any more than He does. Jesus Christ does not belong to this world, and they do not either. It is essential that they know the truth, which is the Word of God, the Bible. They are sanctified or set apart for Him progressively by the knowledge of the Word of God, by the knowledge of the Word of truth, which is the Bible. Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think, by knowing the truth, the Word of God, the Bible. You see, the second agent in the renewal of your mind is the Word of God, the Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 says this: "And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being changed into His likeness from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit." End of God. The passage, "we are being transformed into Christ's image from one degree to another when behold the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ." Did you understand that? How do we behold the glory of the Lord? See, when we behold the glory of the Lord, we are transformed from one degree to another. How do we see the glory of the Lord? We do not have Jesus Christ in His body form to look at Him, as the disciples were privileged to look at His glory and got transformed, do we? However, we have the Bible, the Word of God, to behold the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. His glory is proclaimed from the first book of the Bible, Genesis, to the last book of the Bible, Revelation. As we continuously look at Christ's glory in the pages of the Bible, and as you wonder at the work of Jesus Christ by listening to the good news of the gospel and the Bible preached and taught, the Holy Spirit who is indwelling in you renews your mind by imparting God's value system, replacing ion or present age value system. Beloved, many true believers in Christ are conforming to the world these last days and not being transformed by the renewal of their mind, not because they do not have the Holy Spirit inside them. Bible says God saved them by the washing of regeneration and the renewal of the Holy Spirit. However, they do not let the Holy Spirit get control over their life. They allow the flesh and the present age value system to influence them. Knowingly or unknowingly, it happens as they live day by day. Secondly, the Word of God, the Bible, gets dusty in their bookshelves. And sanctification by the Word of Truth is not happening on an ongoing basis. Dearly beloved, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord as of yet, there is no potential for transformation by the renewal of your mind. Because the renewal of your mind and transformation happens by the power of the Holy Spirit and by the power of the Word of God, the Bible. When you come to Jesus Christ and believe in Him, He gives the Holy Spirit inside you to initiate the process, and He gives the Word of God to continue that process. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank you for the Holy Spirit whom you gave to me. Lord, I thank you for the Word of God, the Bible you gave to me. Help me not to conform to this evil age value system. Lord, help me to renew my mind by the power of your Holy Spirit and the power of the Word of God, the Bible. I believe Jesus Christ died and rose again for all of my sins. I believe in Him. Please come into my life and save me today. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you.